The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Secondhand surprise, guess some radio, Tinder. Secondhand surprise, guess some radio, Tinder. What have you bought secondhand that may be questionable to most of society and the status quo? Also a surprise guest. Actually, quite a good interview on the fly, considering I knew nothing about it. And radio, Tinder. That's a Thursday night staple. Oh, yeah, it's back in 2020. I love making love happen. Enjoy the quickie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
Four items that you cannot buy secondhand without facing unhygienic consequences. Very sneaky article from Pedestrian TV, one of their more high-class snobby writers, I'd imagine. They've listed four things that you absolutely cannot buy secondhand.
I bet I'll agree with these, but you won't.
Really? Okay. Let's see where we go. Because I know there are germophobes out there who probably might agree with this, but maybe it's just a little personal thing. Cause I think I may have bought all four of these things online before, secondhand. So coming in at number four, rugs. Never buy a secondhand rug or face the consequences. You buy a secondhand rug?
Yeah, rug. A rug doesn't seem that bad. Like, you just get your feet on it, maybe get it steamed.
Yeah, maybe a sneaky steam, but I don't think so. I mean, if you've got enough money to be buying a secondhand rug, just buy a new rug.
Agreed.
If you want a rug that bad, invest in a rug. But I don't see any problem with having a secondhand rug. Coming in at number three, dining sets. You can't buy dining sets. What's that, like plates and stuff?
Yeah, cutlery and plates and bowls.
We buy those from the Salvos all the time. No,
I wouldn't go out of my way to buy a secondhand one because you could literally go to Kmart or Target and get like a mug as a dollar.
Yeah, that's true. Kmart have changed the game on that. But
probably
I remember
not
back.
Necessary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not necessarily. But I would do it. I'd definitely eat off another plate. Number two, couches. Now, this is where I really got angry because every couch I've ever owned has been secondhand.
Everyone buys a secondhand couch. What's wrong with that? Your little tush has been sitting on it.
Exactly. I picked up a couch off the hard garbage curb once.
Mm-hmm. And it was fine?
It was absolutely fine.
Well, I suppose the thing is, though, like, is a big, you know, person.
Ottoman?
Person. I don't mean a big person, sorry, that came out wrong. I mean, a person could be sitting on the big couch nude and you'd never know.
Yeah, could be. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. Dude. If it was a behemoth of a person sitting there nude, I'd have a little issue with it. Tough titties. Who cares? What I don't know doesn't hurt me. You could have sex on my couch whilst I'm out of the house. You and the stockman could break in, have sex on my, in my van, and leave again, and I would never know.
Okay, that would literally never, ever happen.
I know it wouldn't, but I'm just making a point. Like, you've got permission to do it as long as you don't tell me.
Cheers.
It's fine.
I'll keep that noted in my little black box.
What I'm saying, it's for anything. Cabanossi could teabag my laptop keys. As long as he never tells me, what does it matter? I don't know. You could go and get it. You could go and make me a coffee. And then you could go to the toilet, just do a little bit of wee in it.
Okay.
And never tell me.
Sorry.
If I never knew. If I never know. My point is, if I don't know, it can't hurt me. My point is, if you don't know, it can't hurt me.
Peeing in a coffee mug, Lakey.
I'm just saying. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, if you do it, don't tell the person.
You're out the gate.
No. Number one, mattresses and pillows. I live on secondhand mattresses.
Mattress, I don't mind because you're clean and you get the bed topper and whatnot. Pillows, yuck, no.
I remember the time where I bought my old van and the first night I slept in it with all the old owner's bed sheets and pillows.
This is my van.
And you didn't like that one bit.
I forgot about that. That is so grim.
Well, I didn't realise.
No clue what they're doing in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, does that not make your mind wander being like, ugh, what's been going on in here?
No. I spent the first night thinking how cool it was I'm living in a van and breaking out of society's boundaries rather than fantasizing about the old French backpackers that may have been banging in the back of the van.
How does your mind work?
Gross.
Very different life.
30, 10, 60. What have you bought secondhand? How far does this go?
Can you give me your best price?
What have you brought secondhand?
Questionable secondhand items. on 131060, I think. Have you bought a pair of undies online to wear them? Do you buy socks at the Salvos?
No one is doing that.
Didn't your dad buy something a little bit questionable? I remember you telling me about Franco back in the day.
Worst thing he's ever done. Like, he came home all chuffed. Thought he was the absolute man.
A chuffed Franco's the best Franco. Yep. That's my favourite type of Franco. Mm-hmm. Chuffed Franco.
And he goes, Jill, Louisa, come downstairs and see what I've brought. We walk down the stairs, and in the downstairs lounge, he has proceeded to make his own home cinema, and he's brought cinema chairs.
Secondhand cinema chairs
with, like, big cup holder, like, so uncomfortable as well. And he's like, come on, guys, let's watch the news down here. And me and Mum are like, yeah, we're just going to go back upstairs.
Let's watch the news. Did they recline?
No. They were horrific.
Franco, you know better than that. You gotta give your wife and your daughter some gold class treatment. And get the recliners next time. Yeah. Secondhand unreclining cinematic chairs from Franco.
How dare he?
131060. What did you buy secondhand? Samantha, you've bought something secondhand?
Hi. Yeah, I bought a secondhand alternator for a car.
Nice.
Because my car is starting. Yes, it is. It's a part. It's a. It's more or less the power to the car, so it charges the battery.
Brum.
We all need a bit of secondhand power. That's the thing. This doesn't even sound like something very unhygienic. This is just a secondhand purchase.
Yeah, very dirty. A lot of oil and grease on it.
But, yeah.
Look,
yeah.
It's done the job. Put it in the car, and my car starts now. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. Yeah, no, no, I understand.
And it's half the price.
Yeah, no, as you do with secondhand stuff. I understand. I mean, there's no human germs on it, though, is what I'm saying. I mean, it's a good story. It just reminds me about the time I bought a secondhand iPhone. It was good fun. Erin, on 131060, hello.
Oh, hey there.
What did you buy secondhand?
I bought a secondhand mattress off a really nice guy, but it turns out it has some bed bugs in it.
Oh.
Yuck! How do you even get rid of bed bugs?
Yeah, off the record, Your Honour. Yeah, we've just set secondhand mattresses back another 20 years. Anyone who was teetering on the brink of maybe buying a secondhand mattress is now right back to the first-hand mattress party.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting, Lakey.
Yeah, I remember I had bed bugs. Do you remember? We must have said it on the air one time. I moved to the Gold Coast for uni, and then we ended up sleeping in the lounge room for a few months, and I had must have had 300 bites on me by 3 months in. We realised it was because I was sleeping on an old mattress without a mattress protector that my best mate's dog, Forrest, used to sleep on.
Oh, my God.
It was bed bugs. But I thought it was like Queensland mosquitoes or something. Nevertheless.
How do you get that muddled up? Outrageous.
I was 18. Yeah, not good for you, Erin, but that's the secondhand mattress game. That's the risk you take. Dare I say, you'll take risks in other areas of your life as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Shannon on 131060, hello.
G'day, how you going?
Wow, good. You sound like a secondhand man.
Mate, I am a secondhand man. I live in that world.
Great.
Tell us, Shan.
I'd love to buy all your secondhand items and live in a third-hand man world. You could then buy them off me in a fourth-hand man world, and we would just live out our days until we're both old, living in 999th man land.
Yeah, but I'd have your stuff and you'd have my stuff, but we'd have someone else's stuff. Yeah. So we'd always be fighting about something.
Oh, we would. Me and you would be bickering till the bitter end.
Oh, Shannon Lakey at it again. Stop it, you two.
What secondhand items are
you
enjoying?
Get your eyes off my secondhand stuff, mate. That's mine.
Sorry.
You can't have that shirt.
Sorry,
that
secondhand
mine.
Shannon.
You get your eyes off all my secondhand stuff. I give it away for a secondhand price.
Sorry.
$10 less than the retail price.
Okay. Thank you, secondhand Shannon. What's your most prized secondhand possession that you've got, or maybe the most controversial secondhand thing you purchased?
I didn't purchase this. It was given to me. It's 44 years old, and I'm looking at it in the mirror, and it's secondhand now. All right? But it's free. It needs work.
What is it?
My body.
It's him.
My body. It's my second hand. My brand new come second hand body. But no, to answer your question correctly, may I have the question again?
Well, it's all good.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment, the Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, this has a success rate of around 8%. People who match on this segment sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes end up going on a second, third, fourth date. We have heard whispers that the Danny Lakey Late Show is responsible for one child in Bendigo. That's why we continue to do this, giving people the opportunity to find love. These people are often at their wits' ends. They've swiped all the men on Bumble, Tinder, plenty of fish, Grindr even. And tonight, we welcome Australia's newest bachelorette, Laura.
Woo!
I'm single!
Woo!
Nah, it won't be for long. Trust me, there's a long list of thirsty-ass men out there. But we all know that it's up to you, the woman, who inevitably will choose her husband rather than vice versa, to navigate through the murky love waters of Radio Tinder tonight. Now, let's get to know you, Laura. I've got in front of me on my sheet 25 years old. Ideal age. Mm-hmm. Like a prime plum, ripe for the picking. Love surfing and sports, blonde hair, personal trainer. We had a personal trainer last week. What's with all these PTs? I mean, I automatically walk into a gym and think a PT is out of my league just because they're a personal trainer and I'm not. Is this the mindset of a personal trainer, Laura?
Look, I like to think I'm approachable, but maybe that's my problem. I'm just too, maybe people think I'm out of their league, you know?
There's a narrative that I would assume that there are all these gym junkies trying to slide into your DMs and going into that little office when you're on your laptop going, hey, you want to work out sometime? And I'd pale in comparison to that. But that's not the case. There's not big gym junkies who are all confident in the gym trying to pick you up.
I mean, there's a couple. There's a couple of eyes when I do my squats, you know? But,
okay.
Yeah, nothing in the office.
You're looking for a funny guy who's up for lots of outdoor adventures. Oh, that's good. I mean, do they have to be buffed? Or would they have to be like a strong man? String Beans, welcome to call 131060 tonight.
String Beans are more than welcome. I mean, for me, that'd just be a project, right?
Yeah, exactly. String Beans, get your own personal trainer and fall in love at the same time. You'll save money and tick off something on many of men's bucket lists. All right, well, this is interesting. How many previous boyfriends have you had?
I've had two serious boyfriends, you know, like 3 years. It's been good, but I'm single, ready to get back into it.
Usually it takes two boyfriends to realise, shit, nah. The third, I know what I like now. I know what's going to irk me off. I know what I'm into. I know what I like. Does it matter how old they are? Can we run the rack? Can we go 18 to 85 tonight?
18 to 85. I love younger. I love older. Give me anyone. I'm open-minded.
Oh, yes! Me too. That did sound like I was trying to get into the applicant process tonight, but I didn't mean that at all. I just mean I like running the rack as well. I can swing from an 18-year-old to a 65-year-old and then back around to a 35-year-old. Doesn't bother me. It's just a big old lady playground.
You can apply if you want to, Daddy.
No, thanks. I've got to steer this ship. We've already got plenty of people calling through. 131060, if you'd like to throw your hat in the ring tonight for 25-year-old PT Laura, who loves surfing and looking for a funny guy who wants to go on hikes and bikes. Radio Tinder will do it next. Do you prepare three questions, Laura? I'll prepare three men an entree, a main, okay. And hopefully we'll get you your just desserts. We'll do it next. Danny Lakey Late Show.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
I have little desire to create any children of my own. Therefore, it is my duty to have a radio segment every Thursday called Radio Tinder, where potentially people will find love over the airwaves, settle down after a few dates, perhaps get married, have a honeymoon, be in a little bit of debt, but then maybe put a deposit down on a house, and then tie it all together with some sweet, sweet little babies with XX and XY chromosomes. Sound good, Laura?
Oh, sounds perfect to me. Let me delete my app. Come on, yeah. Daddy, we've got this.
Delete the apps. We've got three chaps. We've got three on the line, and let's get ready to meet man number one. This is Dave. He's 27. He's a truck driver. He loves sports. He's slightly overweight, but he's a good time guy. Hey, good time guy. Hey, Dave.
Hello. How are you?
What's a good time guy? Somebody who just likes good times?
Anything that involves beer, pretty much.
There we go. Dave? Does this mean that you need beer to have a good time?
No, not all the time. No. It's just a bonus. It's a bonus, though.
I have experienced minor serotonin rushes while sober, but usually a good old foolproof method is the old beers with the boys on Friday night. Are you a big drinker, Laura?
I love to drink on occasion, you know. I'm not a stickler for no drink. Mm. I agree. Good time, Dave.
All right, good love time, that. Dave. Good time, Dave. Oh, love that. Love a chick who likes to drink with me as well. Much easier. The social lubricant of life. All right, cool. So what's your question to Dave, Laura?
Dave, what is your favourite position in bed? Or out of bed, I'm open-minded.
Well, I usually don't like to do it in the bed. I like to experiment in the outdoors.
Oh, I see. That ticks my adventurous outdoor box.
Oh, well, maybe we could get adventurous sometime.
Okay.
Great use of the word box. Next caller is Ben. He's 23 years old. He likes fishing. He likes hiking. He's got brown hair and he's 6 foot tall. Ticking all the boxes, Big Ben. Hello, Big Ben.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Whoa, Big Ben's in the building. Big Ben's bongs, ring around Westminster every hour. Bong, bong, bong. What's your question, Ben, Laura?
Ben, where would you take me on our first date?
First date, guys? I would take you to the zoo because there's lots to talk about. And then, and then we could go to a bar or something afterwards.
Oh, yeah, good.
Okay, all right. Good. That sounds kind of wholesome. I could be into it. You know, bit of animals in there.
Yep, no, Ben definitely needs the inspiration of animals to keep the conversation going. Let's meet man number three. It's Jimmy. He's 24. He loves paddleboarding. He's 6 foot as well, but he's got blonde long hair and he's a builder. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, Slim Jim. Hell's bells. Life's a beach, man. What's your question to Slim Jim, Laura?
Jimmy, what is your drink of choice on a night out?
Usually I'll go like a pale ale if it's on tap, but recently I've discovered the Aperol Spritz.
Very fancy, very summery. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Good. Well, look, you've got three people who really either use alcohol or zoo animals as a social crutch. I'm sure any of these men would be less awkward if you met them face to face. It's up to you, Laura. The ball's in your court. Keep in mind that if you don't make the right decision right now, you may be single for the rest of your life and you've potentially let Prince Charming go out of your reality forever. Who do you choose,
no!
man? Man number one, Dave. Man number two, Big Ben. Or man number three, Slim Jim.
It's a pretty hard choice, but I feel like I had a connection over the phone with Good Time Dave.
Good Time Dave, the first, the original, the best, but Big Time Dave, 27-year-old truck driver who loves sports, is slightly overweight, but he's a good time guy. Do you take Luscious Laura to be your lawfully wedded drinking buddy?
100%.
Whoa. Yes! Thank Whoa. You!
Whoa. Sparks of fire.
I'm ready for a good time.
And that's why they call him Good Time Day.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
New segment alert.
Strap yourselves in. It's time for Lakey's surprise guest.
Don't mind this. Don't mind a little bit of improv work on the fly. So it's a very common occurrence for Shuey Louie to be under pressure from the big bosses to be like, no, we've got to get some more guests on. I mean, Danny Lakey's all right, but his voice becomes very abrasive for 3 hours. We've got to get a few more characters on the show. And then you'll bring like a palette of potential guests and I'll be like, no
to every
boring.
Single one. I'm like, come on, Lakey, give me something here.
This is where Shuey Louie has prepared a guest behind the scenes. I have no idea who it is, what they're here to talk about, or anything.
Not an inch. Not even a hint or anything.
The second I find out will be the same time that the listeners find out. The geezer has made an opener of, I assume, explaining the majority of what they're on for and what to talk about. The guest has no idea. I don't know anything about it.
So it could literally be an absolute shit show.
And as the opener for the guest plays, Shuey Louie hands me a sheet with the bare bones basic information on the guest as well. It's all going to be done on the fly. Hopefully it's not awkward. Do I get any clues at all?
I think it's going to be awkward, Lakey. I'll give you one clue.
Is it a celebrity or a no-name? Is it like a professor from some university or is it like
I'm going to go with a no-name and I'll give you one hint that the person works with animals.
Okay.
That's all you're getting. They're waiting on the phone, so, they're on next.
Okay, all
so
right.
Prepare yourself as much as you can.
Animals, great. This is an hour after I just shit-canned pretty much every animal in the animal kingdom. Good. Good. We can do this. Danny Lakey Late Show, surprise guest next.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show, quickie. Strap yourselves in. It's time for Lakey's surprise guest.
Here it is every Thursday. Shuey Louie thinks it would be funny to tee up a guest without me having any idea about it, seeing if I can perform an interview on the fly. I have very, very limited information that will not be known to me until the guest is on the phone. They're currently on hold, listening to some music. The second I hear this opener with the listeners, the second I find out who it is as well. Let's see if we can get away with a pretty decent radio quality interview. All right, here we go.
We all know in the past, Lakey has let off some rippers in the studio. So our next guest might have some advice for him. She's been working in the natural health industry since 1993. She also runs her own business called Tonic Natural Health. She also runs a four-week program called the Gut Healing Formula. Get ready to have your guts reborn. Please welcome Kylie Armstrong.
Just the lady I wanted to talk to. Good evening to you, Kylie Armstrong, the gut queen, as they call her.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. I mean, to be honest, I hate kicking off with a joke, but I have prepared a little something. I wouldn't have had the guts to talk to you 6 months ago, but now I'm healthy and we can perform a pretty cool interview.
Yes, I hear you're vegan these days, Danny.
Just on Monday mornings. I do smoked salmon free Monday mornings. You do your part. I have an omelette every morning. I usually have smoked salmon, but I cut it down on the Monday.
Not quite vegan, but good try.
But I'm trying. I mean, talk to me about all this gut health because I mean, some people out there aren't as lucky as you and I, Kylie, who have very good guts. listeners of the show will know that I used to donate my poo, my fecal matter, for $50 per shit, put it in a takeaway container every morning. You'd know all about the fecal transplants and how good your guts have to be for that.
Impressive. You must have good gut health to be accepted into that program.
I've got great guts. So if I was to embark on this four-week tonic gut journey, what would I do?
you would be learning how to manage your stress and how to eat clean and drink lots of water, avoid food intolerances and keep a record of what you're eating. You'd be covering all areas of your gut health, and in 4 weeks you'd be feeling amazing.
Oh my God, I bet your farts smell like walking into the body shop, just lavender and ylang-ylang.
Indeed.
I've read as well that there's quite a bit of research coming out that gut health is essentially your second brain. The gut bacteria is linked to the serotonin above the shoulders. Do you concur with this evidence that we've seen and the turn of
absolutely.
The latest few
absolutely.
Years?
Absolutely. We know that serotonin production begins in the gut. So if you're feeling stressed and having a low mood, the most important thing you can do is have a look at your gut health and make sure that you're eating to promote good bacteria and serotonin production.
Me and my make-believe girlfriend moved to a desert island and we're only allowed 3 foods for the rest of our lives. We want to get on and don't want to kill each other from the smell of the other person's farts. If we want to foster good gut health and live on an island for the rest of our life, which 3 foods should we take with us?
I would say anything green, perhaps kale. You'd need some good fat, so some coconut oil and maybe some blueberries for some good prebiotic growth.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Those 3, yeah. The big ones. Yeah, the bloobs, the kale and the coconut oil. Thank you so much, Kylie Armstrong, the gut queen, the gut healer, as they call her. For more background on Kylie Armstrong and the Natural Tonic Health, you can see the website, tonicnaturalhealth.com.au. Thank you, gut queen.
Thanks, Danny. Good night.
Nailed it. Nailed it again.
Yep.
Get around us.
You're good, Lakey. You are good.
Why do we even prepare the shows, for goodness sake? Let's just do that every second.
Come on.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.